Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we have a scripture reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy ones and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Of this you have already heard through the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so also among you. From the day you heard it and came to know the grace of God in truth, as you learned it, from Epaphras, our fellow beloved slave, who is a trustworthy minister of Christ on your behalf, and who also told us of your love in spirit. Today, in our reading from St. Paul, we have his introduction to the Colossians. I think it's really profound and important to note how he introduces himself. He introduces himself as Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. And that last part of that phrase is so important. By the will of God. For brothers and sisters, we know that it is but by the will of God that we are able to live a life with our Lord Jesus. It is but by the will of God that we exist. It is but by the will of God that we can live a life where we are able to call ourselves Christians. It's but by the will of God that Jesus Christ has saved us. And it's but by the will of God that Paul goes forth as an apostle of Christ Jesus, declaring the good news of the gospel. That's what this introduction is all about. It's all about the faith that the people have because of the word that they have heard of Christ Jesus in the gospel. The word of truth. Paul comes to the people and shares with them this word of truth. This word that Jesus Christ came for them, died for them, that they might have life eternal. Brothers and sisters, that's the same good news we all get to receive ourselves. That Jesus Christ came for us, each and every one of us, lived like us, lived as a man on this earth, with all the temptations and trials that come with that, yet not falling to sin, and he died, bearing no weight of sin of his own, but only the weight of our sin. And when we have confidence that this is the truth, that this is the word that comes forth from God, then what St. Paul says is reality. That this gospel of Jesus Christ bears fruit around the world. It's by no mistake that these untrained, uneducated men that followed Jesus were then able to convert the world. It's important to note that some of the apostles went all the way to India. From Jerusalem, that's a bit of a hike, and that's what they were doing. They were hiking. And so how is it that a simple story has the power to draw people from India into the love of Christ? It's because that story, the story of Jesus Christ living and dying for us, is more than just a story. It is the capital T truth. And brothers and sisters, we are called by the grace of God to be the soil in which that truth, that gospel is planted and bear fruit abundantly. Brothers and sisters, let us stay close to Christ today. Let us allow for his seed of truth to be sown in our hearts so that we too may bear fruit. Let's allow for our hearts to be softened so that the word of God today, the gospel that instills us with faith for life eternal, that life with Christ will be joyful and wonderful and adventurous. Let us allow for this seed of faith to fill us so that when we go forth today from this time, from a time of prayer, from a time of hearing the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we might allow for that deep in the soil of our hearts to bear fruit for ourselves and the world around us. Brothers and sisters, this has been a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary at Damascus. If you'd like to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you. God bless.